Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
A beautiful place is a lonely place if it can't be shared with someone we love. I know. I've traveled the world, but had little interest in sightseeing if my loved ones weren't with me. This was Adam's situation. There were lots of creatures, of course, but they only increased his loneliness. We read in Genesis 2:20, quote, "So Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field, but for Adam there was not found a helper comparable to him." End quote. And now occurs one of the greatest miracles in history. In our Lord's incarnation, God brought a perfect boy out of a woman without the aid of a father. But in this story, God brought a perfect woman, full grown, out of a man without the aid of a mother. Here's the story, quote, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man." Verses 21 and 22. Of course, God could have fashioned Eve from the dust of the ground, as he did with Adam. But this was all part of the master plan. He wanted this first woman and man to be a prototype, to illustrate the miracle of marriage, where two become one. So instead of being a separate creation, Eve's life was shared with Adam. Adam saw that immediately and composed the first love song, verse 23, quote, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." The feminists don't like the words woman and female, like the Hebrew ish and isha, but they are there to remind us that Adam and Eve were one creative act. Every married couple should remember this, because unity is our secret strength.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.